Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we are hopefully seeing more of an ability to contemplate traveling around the country, an update to a work by National Parks expert Becky Lomax is out. It's called USA National Parks, the complete guide to all 62 parks. So, Becky, what else has been added?
Oh, my goodness. 3 new national parks since the last edition. And those are Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Indiana Dunes on the southern shore of Lake Michigan, and White Sands National Park in New Mexico. One of the additional things to include in there, too, is there's been all kinds of parks affected by, like, volcanoes, Hawaii volcanoes. You know, they lost a couple trails and things changed there. Hurricanes affected, you know, Virgin Island National Park. Landslide affected the scenic road in Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And then there's been fires and a few other, you know, natural events that have affected things. So those things are all updated in the book, too. So when you're making your plans, you can find out, oh, well, that scenic road isn't totally a loop anymore. It's only an in and out. So you can make adjustments to what you need to do.
Sure. Now, when it comes to parks being created and set aside, Teddy Roosevelt, the president that started the whole thing?
You know, yes, in a way, because he was so behind the idea of public land. And Yellowstone, of course, is our first national park, and he was really one of the advocates to help get that started too. Just he gone to Yellowstone and was just blown away by some of the things he saw. And today at the north entrance of Yellowstone, there is a rock arch that you drive through to enter the park, which is really kind of a cool entrance. And it's called the Roosevelt Arch. And it's named after him because of his involvement with the park.
And something that complicates visits to parks these days, of course, COVID issues. So aside from wearing a mask and all that, other things that people need to be aware of in terms of what parks may or may not even be open for you to check out?
Absolutely. That's an excellent question. Because, you know, since the parks are scattered all over the country, it varies from park to park as far as what's happening regarding COVID and what is open, what's closed. There's a couple parks that have had parts of the park closed all year because of it. I'm thinking of Grand Canyon, the north section, a good deal of that's been closed, and part of the eastern section. Glacier National Park had the entire east side closed for the whole year. So you really need to do your research before you go to the park and find out, you know, what's open, what's closed, are lodges available, is camping available, and it totally is varying park to park to park. So the best thing is to get online at nps.gov, look up the park you want to go to, and you'll find out online what their openings and closures are and so forth.
Yeah, and one of the other things that strikes me, I mean, I'm thinking of Yellowstone primarily for the first part of this, is it's kind of a drive-through thing. So you wouldn't think necessarily extra COVID precautions would be necessary, but there are certainly trails and maybe even camping, campgrounds, where people would have to be more mindful of things like that.
Oh, absolutely. And what's funny is that despite everything this year, some of the national parks, and I'm thinking of Yellowstone and Grand Teton, and particularly towards the end of the summer and in September, we're seeing record crowds. And part of it is people don't want to fly, so, you know, hop in the car and do the road trip to the national park type of thing instead. And what it meant that is that a lot of popular places to go to, such as Old Faithful, everybody wants to see Old Faithful Geyser go off. And you're in kind of this arena area that circles the geyser, and it's crowded on a normal summer day. And so, you know, that's definitely a place where you got to be careful, you know, and keep a mask on. And it's a little hard to socially distance in some of those places because of the crowds that want to see, you know, whatever's happening, like the geyser go off.
As far as favorites, what are the favorite ones that you have visited of the 62?
Probably my top favorite is Glacier, because I live right outside of the park, about 20 minutes from the entrance. So that is my year-round playground park where, you know, I go hiking a lot. It's already snowing in the park, and so we will soon be cross-country skiing on all the roads that'll be closed there as soon as we get enough snow. And so it's just kind of a year-round place that I love. And then, you know, Yellowstone is amazing with all of the volcanic features, the geysers and the mud pots. It's just such a different country. I would put Denali on any list, top list of places to go because, oh my goodness, the highest peak in North America. And it's just amazing to see that icy glacier encrusted peak above the clouds there. Plus the wildlife watching is all really good.
Well, Becky, very much appreciate it. And thanks for stopping by to tell us about the update to your bestseller, USA National Parks, complete guide to all 62 parks, available through Moon Publishing. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
That's National Parks expert Becky Lomax.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.